Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio Weekly Arts Interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. I'm joined in our Missoula studios today by Melissa Blunt. Melissa is the executive director of the International Choral Festival, which happens in Missoula, Montana. The ninth annual festival will be coming up in July with a number of choirs coming from all over the world. And maybe before we get into the excitement and the details of this year's festival, this is the ninth festival, and it's been happening about every 3 or 4 years, right?
Yes, it's actually been happening since 1987, so this will be our ninth festival. This is a bit of an exception. Typically, we're a triennial festival, but since the last festival in 2009, we bumped this one out 4 years, so this is an exception. But yeah, every 3 years since 1987.
And the mission of the festival is what? To bring, obviously, music and choral groups from around the world, but it's really much broader than that, right? It's this giant community-building thing, too, right?
Right. I love our mission. I think that, you know, our board revisits the mission often to get back in touch with that. And the mission is to foster artistic excellence, global understanding, friendship, and goodwill through choral music. And it's a simple mission, but it's rich. And it's almost more important today than I think when it was first written back in 1987, given what's happening in the world today.
Well, it certainly is something that Missoulians have been very fond of and have embraced. And my guess is that will be the case again this summer. The festival will take place July 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th, with activities happening really all day those days, big finale concert again, and a lot of other things. Talk about what it's been like to work on this, because this is obviously something that, yes, it's been 4 years, but really the better part of 3 or 4 years is spent gathering information and looking for choirs and outreach, and maybe talk about that and the work that it takes to get some of these groups here.
Yeah. Well, you know, it really does take 3 years to put this festival on, not only for festival organizers, but the recruiting of these choirs starts 3 years ago. We seek out the best choirs in the world, which means that those choirs have their choice. They're heavily recruited by lots of festivals. There's hundreds of festivals around the world. So we, our artistic director personally travels to international festivals and listens to the choirs and then selects which ones he wants to invite and literally invites them face to face with a handshake, which I think is unique in our festival, that we have that personal touch right from the beginning. But that happens 3 years before the festival starts. So choirs start fundraising to get here, and we start planning the concert venues and the whole festival. And so the first couple of years really are about just confirming the choirs. And now, within this last year, I mean, the details are extraordinarily thick. And we are now at the stage where we're just answering, you know, 1,000 questions about visas and how to get here and what's the weather like and what's there to do around the area of Western Montana and so on. Also, we've spent the last year planning outreach concerts, as you mentioned. So the festival is not the only place where concerts occur. We do offer outreach concerts so that we can provide this kind of musical experience to smaller towns that are rural towns that wouldn't otherwise have the opportunity to hear this caliber of music, especially live and right in their own backyard. So select festival choirs will perform before the festival and after the festival as our outreach program, and we provide all of the expenses. We cover all of the expenses for that. Actually, we thank the Montana Arts Council for their support with a grant that supports this outreach program. And so we're having the Switzerland Choir, for example, is singing in Dillon on July 16th. And the Costa Rican Choir will be singing in Conrad, Montana, after the festival on July 22nd.
That's very exciting. The other thing that's amazing to me is that you're also coordinating through the Missoula community to house over 500 people, right?
Yeah. This is one of the extraordinary parts of this festival that when I really do get choked up talking about it, because to me, the humanity that is shown by the community is what makes this festival so special. We do have over 200 host families that open their hearts and homes to these singers for the week to provide accommodations and meals and transportation. And, I mean, the bonds that occur as a result of this host family singer relationship, that's really is what I think is a special feature of this festival. So we're still looking for hosts. We have about 500 international singers on our roster that we need to find housing for, and we are getting great response from the Missoula community for hosts that have hosted in the past and are coming back to do it again because it was such a positive experience.
Well, if you'd like more information on how to be a host, we'll give that contact information for the festival out as well. In the time we have, let's talk a little bit about some of the groups that are coming and certainly other volunteer opportunities as well. But it's some larger groups and some smaller groups, some mixed choirs, children's choirs. Maybe highlight a few that you're really excited about.
Okay. Yes, we have a number of children's choirs coming this time, which is really exciting for us. We have a choir of young girls from Estonia coming that we met at another festival in Italy, and they stood out, and we invited them, and they've been working very hard to get here. We have a choir from Poland who is just an exquisite chamber choir from an academy of music in Poland, and they have tried very hard to get here. In fact, they ended up booking their airline tickets recently, but because their funds had run out, they ended up buying tickets into 5 different Montana cities that had the least expensive airline seats left. So they're flying in all over Montana. We're going to go pick them up, bring them to the festival. One of my most exciting experiences has been working with a choir from Zimbabwe. And this is a choir whose conductor died a year after they were invited to our festival. And we thought, well, that means they're not coming. But it really cemented their resolve to come even more so and to sing in his honor. And so his son is now conducting the choir. And they just contacted me today to let me know that they have received their funding with help from the local embassy. And the title of that email was "Joy in My Heart." And she signs off saying, "In joyous melody, we'll see you soon." So, I mean, it's, you know, a lot of these choirs have overcome tremendous obstacles to get here. And they're all really looking forward to the Missoula Festival experience and to experience Montana hospitality, which is what this festival is also renowned for.
That's right. And, of course, these members from choirs all over the world meet each other and get to sing in a massed choir at the end, right? There's a big finale concert?
Right. Yes, it'll be a finale of 800 voices strong singing together in the Adams Center. And that is a very moving experience. We'll also be joined by some local choirs for that event as well, as the Mendelssohn Club, who is the founding choir of the Missoula International Choral Festival. Mendelssohn Club founded this in 1987, as I said. So it's going to be quite an extravaganza.
Sounds really fun. Well, we've been talking about the International Choral Festival. It'll take place in Missoula July 17th through the 20th. There's a lot of information online. In fact, that's probably where the most current information will be so far, choralfestival.org. You can also call this number, 721-7985. I imagine you're still looking for a week of the event volunteers as well, right?
We are. This event really is produced by volunteers, and we need typically hundreds of volunteers to help us put on the concerts and move equipment and help serve meals. And so we do ask, if you're interested, to go look at our website. We have online applications for both volunteers and host families. Makes it very easy. And all the information that you'd need about what's involved in both of those.
Anyone notice there's even a mobile app this year to keep track of the schedule?
Yes, we're very excited about our new guidebook, it's called. And again, this is thanks to a grant from the Montana Office of Tourism. And it's an application that you can download onto your phone or tablet, and it will include the schedule, information about the choirs, their biographies and photos, and a complete concert schedule. And actually, the guidebook will be able to produce instantaneous updates to the schedule, and we're constantly changing the schedule right up to the last minute. So we encourage you to download that, take a look, and you should have everything you need for the festival right on your phone or tablet.
Well, it's coming right up. The International Choral Festival will take place in Missoula July 17th through the 20th. Again, if you'd like more information, it's choralfestival.org or call 721-7985. I've been speaking with Melissa Blunt, the executive director today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Michael.